From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
The Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club recently held their annual general meeting on the 18th of July, passing on the baton from the old committee to the new. The club would like to thank the departing committee members for their effort, service, and most importantly, their time dedicated to the club. The newly elected executive committee is as follows. President, John Maudsley, VK4YJV. Secretary, Robert Thompson, VK4TFN. Treasurer, Karsten Pedersen, VK4OA. Vice Presidents, Kevin Johnston, VK4UH, and Charlie Strong, VK4YZ. Thank you to the new executive and non-executive committee members. As usual, contact details are president at redcliffradioclub.org.au, and for more details, please see the club's website at www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. This is Trevor, VK4FEMO, for the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the good reasons that we join a club is to share in the social aspect of our interest. That doesn't necessarily mean just getting together for a barbie or more formal dues like presentation nights. Amateur radio is a good enough reason for getting together, and a club can enhance the experience. Think of the usual activities that get the electrons stirred and the blood pumping. DX, contesting, field days and special events are all interests that can be done alone, but how much better if we do it with friends? When you think about it, a little bit of organisation of the items needed for the event, and you can combine it with the meal, journey, stopover, or whatever is needed to let a group of friends enjoy their hobby together. Okay, I hear you saying. We've heard all this before. And I say, so what? Have we forgotten the enthusiasm that warmed our veins when we seriously became an amateur? Have we forgotten the excitement when we tried and learned a new facet of radio? Have we forgotten the exultation that comes with sharing a success with friends and family? I think not. What many clubs need to do is grab hold of the feelings of the newbie and remember how it was the first time for us and put it all into the mix of activities on the calendar. Let the new friends stir the blood of the old-timers and watch our clubs grow. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.